John McNulty, turned out to be a good day here at the O'Donnell Park for Kilkear. Five down at half-time, but you've really stepped it up in the second half and were deserving winners in the end here.
Brilliant performance in the second half, but the whole team, man-to-man, was just excellent. First half, we were sluggish and we were kind of off the pace, you know, and we kind of addressed a few things at half-time and went back out in the second half and attitude was much better and we really, 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 really played well.
Yeah. Listen, five down at the break, you maybe could have been further behind given the St Union's wide count. What was going on in that first half, John? Maybe given everything that was going off the field, that maybe it had an impact and it took a while for the players maybe to settle down?
I think no, because I mean we've probably put that to bed ourselves, you know. Yeah. I mean we're just focused on this 21 championship full stop, but I think maybe just 3-4 weeks since the last game has probably had an impact on it. You know, when you're coming to a place like St Union's, you know, they're a very good team and they were gung-ho for it in that first half and really played some very good football. So I think it just took her a bit of time to find her feet.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really where we were at, and then we regrouped at half time and I mean in the second half performance every man performed very, very well.
Yeah. Once he's got that penalty and once the ball nestled into the back of the net, you've got a real lift of that. So you did. What was your view on the penalty, John?
It was kind of hard. I didn't really see it too well, but I couldn't really call him because I was a bit far away from it.
Yeah.
But the ref gave it, so I'll take it.
Yeah, but it sprung you boys into life, and particularly Patrick. Like Patrick ended the game with what, 1-7 was it today? And when you look at the likes of Matthew as well, who finished up with 5 points and kicked 3 super scores in the second half as well. Your big players stepped up when it was needed, John.
I think so. I think the whole team stepped up in that second half when it was needed, and it was needed because, as I say, that first half we weren't at the races with Unions in the first half, and they probably kicked a lot of more wides in the first half than maybe if they'd put a few more, should have been a few further ahead at half time.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to say that performance the second half now will stand for us going into the next championship game.
Yeah. Listen, I know you don't want to say too much as to what's going on with the 2020 final, and that saga is ongoing, what's happening off the field, but is it easy to get them refocused now for 2020, the 2021 championship, and I suppose try and get back to a final again and try and get this Dr. McGuire?
I definitely is, because I think you would see that in the second half today. I mean, the focus is fully there. There's no doubt these boys want to be back in the county final, and that's where we're aiming to be. But we have to take each game as it comes, you know. That's all we can do.
Yeah, a mighty start today. You can't get any bigger than a one over St Union's, I suppose.
Well, it was a big one for us today to come up here and get the 2 points. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's 2 points to get you through to the quarterfinals, and that's all it is. And we have to keep working at things to make sure we're there.